Intermediary is designed to address a specific issue. How can a broker bring together a buyer and seller, each being represented by the broker, and do so in a way that protects the interest of all parties? We have two simple guidelines used to determine if a transaction is to be done under intermediary rules. The transaction must be an in-house sale. Both sides, buyer/seller or landlord/tenant, must be clients. In order to determine if it is intermediary with or intermediary without appointments, use the following rule as a guide. If one agent is involved, that is, one agent is selling his or her own listing to his or her own buyer, it will be intermediary without appointments. The agent will not provide advice or opinions to the parties. The parties must be notified in writing. If two agents from the same brokerage are involved, one working with the seller and the other with the buyer, we will probably have intermediary with appointments. The agents will provide both advice and opinions to their respective parties, and the appointments must be made in writing. Intermediary rules prevail, which means that, if a broker represents both sides of a transaction, he or she must do so as an intermediary, and comply with all of the provisions of the License Act.